Today, we celebrate a very special day in the life of the church, Pentecost. Some would call it the birthday of the church, but I would like to call it the day of courage and sending forth. Why? Because the apostles today gained the courage through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and His gifts, His charism in them, made them courageous to go forth into the world to preach the gospel, to kick down the doors and to know that they're not alone, that they have a greater mission, and then that they should not be fearful. All of the readings leading up toward today, throughout the whole season of Easter, have been about the virtue of courage. Courage that we have learned from the apostles themselves. So that why? That we can become apostolic. What do I mean by that? The word apostle means to be sent forth. And each and every one of us are sent forth into this world by the virtue of our baptism, to preach the gospel and to live in that truth. In Lumen Gentium, in the dogmatic constitution of the church, regarding what we're called to do and what we're called to be in this world, the church teaches us that the Holy Spirit helped the faithful and assigned His gift to each of us according to our state of life, according to our vocation, according to where we are. To do what? The church teaches us through Lumen Gentium so that we can grow and to apply that faith in particular way. What do I mean by that, my brothers and sisters? Each and every one of us need to learn what the church really teach, what Christ really teach, beyond all of the labeling, the propaganda, and beyond all the nice text that's out there. Of course, people can always say Christianity teaches us to love, to be forgiving, to embrace, to forgive. All those things are nice. But also at the same time, Christianity teaches us much more. Each and every one of us are called to be disciples of Christ. So that in our own state of life, in our own vocation, whether single, whether married, whether consecrated, to increase the gift that Christ had given us in the beginning, when we receive that very gift through the sacrament of baptism. And through the power and working of the Holy Spirit, we bring those gifts into a deeper, transformative, personal, and intimate, and courageous application in our very own life. Are you and I courageous in living our life of faith? Or are we too worried about offending other people? Of course, I'm not telling you and I to go out and be jerks to other people. I'm not saying that. But we should never be ashamed of who we are as Christians, as disciples of the one who gave His life, so that we might have life. But much more important than that, we must internalize what Christ teaches us, what the church teaches us, so that we can apply it with right judgment. So that the instinct of faith, the understanding of faith, may be applied more perfectly in their lives. Why? Because the Holy Spirit sanctifies and guides God's people through the sacraments, through the ministries of the church, and enrich us with the life of virtues. And He give us special grace so that we can preach the gospel. So, first question. How are you and I practicing our faith each day with right judgment? Are we making our daily decision according to what Christ teaches us? Or do we live our life as if God doesn't exist or that God is in the back burner? Or somehow, if I need him, then I'll pull him out, but I do my own thing. How am I living my life? So that I'm making right judgment each day and apply the teaching that he has given me and the teaching of the church more perfectly in my life. First question. Second, how am I reaching this life of faith with virtues? Not only the theological virtues, but also the carnal and human virtues. How am I living a more virtuous life? So that I just don't use words that have no meaning or substance behind them, but with my life, seeking to conform, to be transformed, and to be formed by the truth. How am I living my life with virtues? Third, how am I discerning or deepening my understanding of the special gifts or graces that the Holy Spirit had given to me? Some of you are given gifts that I don't have. And each of us are unique that way. So those gifts are no longer for ourselves or for our own vanity or glory, but for the greater good of all. I'm so grateful that that I have people that I can ask, that I can turn to, that I can trust, because they have gifts that I don't have. And I praise God that God used each of us with our unique gifts to help to sanctify and to help build the faithful, to build the church, to build the parish, to build the community where we belong. But it all have to begin with us first, by how we allow the Holy Spirit to sanctify, to guide, and then enrich that life, that vocation, with a life of virtues, so that we can discern and apply it in how we live and serve. My brothers and sisters, stop worrying about what the world tells us. It will always discourage us. It will always attack us. It will always reject and abandon us. Because why? Because it's a world of vanity, of glories, but a world of hopelessness, of nothingness. People are miserable deep from within. And that's why it's easier to say the nice things, but really don't live at all. Dare to live. Dare to be courageous. Dare to stand in faithful obedience to Christ, to the church, to our faith. We will be rejected, abandoned, ignored, sometimes made fun of, or pressured to change our way of life. But do not. The Holy Spirit, on the outpouring of Pentecost, hath given the apostles the courage to give their life totally and completely to the preaching of the gospel. So should we, because we have received that apostolic faith from them. So we too must become apostolic in that way, to be sent forth into the world to preach the gospel. I'll end my homily today by sharing with you that sometimes, especially in the military, sometimes people tell me, Father, especially the non-Catholics, that sometimes they're scared of using the term father with me, you know, because they don't want that term or that title to be upsetting toward people who do not share the same Catholic or Christian faith. And sometimes people are scared that me being called father or directed at father sometime will kind of quote-unquote isolate or turn other people away. And at times I had to close the doors behind them and then and say, with all due respect, I grew up in a communist country. I have seen the consequences of what it takes to believe. And I have seen what the communists done to the Catholic Church in Vietnam when I was growing up. And I know the price of my faith. And I will always treat people with dignity and respect, with love. I don't expect them to understand who I am, or what I stand for, or why I believe. But the priesthood is who I am. I will always be a spiritual father first because I love Christ. And if they don't want to call me father, that's fine. They can call me chaplain or by my rank. But I will always be a spiritual father first because this is who I am. It's my vocation. It's what God calls me to be, and it's what I strive to be each day. I'm not perfect at it, but this is what I'm striving to be. Because God had called me to it. And of course, whenever they hear my explanation, my background, they will back up and say, oh, no, 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 we don't mean that. We just don't want you to be left out or misunderstood, this and that. Again, I'm sharing this with you not to kind of justify myself, but to let you know that sometimes, even with the best intentions, people will make us feel like we somehow need to conform like the rest of the people. Don't be ashamed. Don't be a jerk. But also at the same time, be courageous in who we are. Because Christ had loved us. And he has sent forth the Holy Spirit today at Pentecost to sanctify and to guide us. Be courageous in that. The love of the Father and the Son have been sent forth to bring to completion what Jesus had done. So that each and every one of us receive that love, that faith that changes us deep from within, we might find the same courage to be sent forth to preach the gospel and to live according what we're called to be. As beloved sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father, as faithful disciples of Christ Jesus, and as instruments of the Holy Spirit. May the peace of the Lord be with you all. May the gifts of the Holy Spirit transform deep within you and I. And may we discover our belovedness as sons and daughters of our Heavenly Father. Happy Pentecost, happy birthday, and happy Vocation Day. To be who we are at Christians and at believers and at people who have the courage to preach Christ at all costs.